you take us through maybe halftime conversations with Dave's when it came to the quarterback switch?
Well, I'll keep those conversations private, whatever Dave wants to kind of disclose on that. But, you know, it was a decision was made, and we went with that.
For a rookie like JMS, just how big of a challenge is, you know, going up against a guy like Aaron Donald, you know, for him?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Donald's a, you know, Hall of Fame type player. He's a really good, talented player. He plays in a good scheme that's well coached. It's going to be a big challenge, not for just, you know, a rookie, but for everyone on the front line.
Mike, in that Eagles game, how does Jalin Hyatt not have a target? Like, I look at his speed and just say, maybe you give him a chance and he hits a big one.
Yeah, I think there was a few calls there that we had for him, and, you know, just didn't get the coverage. Sometimes that happens, but every week's different, you know, and every week we're looking to improve to get everyone involved in the offense.
What did you see from Tyrod in the second half?
I think Tyrod did a great job just stepping up. You know, he made some big plays. He did some nice things with the football, with his legs. You know, I was, you know, not shocked, you know, and I think he's a guy that, you know, is going to prep and do it the right way, and he did a nice job stepping in for us.
Does the playbook open up anymore with a veteran like Tyrod compared to an undrafted rookie?
I think there's differences. You're going to build the game plan around each player's strengths, whether it's quarterback, running back, receivers, O-line. You want to build the you know, the best game plan you can around the guys, what they do best.
What are specifically Tyrod's strengths?
I mean, when you look at him? He's been in the league for, you know, 13 years. I think it's there's a lot that he does, not just on the field, but as a leader, as a good teammate. I think Tyrod does a hell of a job, you know, in the huddle, getting guys organized. So there's a lot of things that he does just outside of playing the quarterback position that I think make him special.
On the touchdown for Slayton, obviously the throw was right on the money, but Slayton's body control maybe doesn't get as much attention as his speed. But to be able to, you know, what kind of skill does he need in that situation to not only make the catch, but then, you know, kind of stop himself, start again, and get to the end?
Yeah, I mean, it was, number one, a great route, great job by the O-line, great protection up front. Tyrod gave him a great ball, and he went down there and grabbed it. So great concentration, great catch, great balance, and, you know, he's a tremendous athlete with great speed, so it wasn't shocking to see him make a play like that, and he's done that several times this year. It was just a hell of a play.
You mentioned Tyrod's huddle organization. Mm-hmm. I guess, how long does that take for a quarterback to kind of get that under their belt, and for someone like Tommy, who was on?
Yeah, I think that in the NFL, it's different over the last, call it 10 years, where you see it in the college game, a lot of teams are no huddling. So there's not a huddle mechanism in the college level as much as there is in the NFL level. So you're getting signals from the sidelines, and you're getting boards and those type of things. So when you get young players, that's kind of an adjustment, whether it's receivers, whether it's quarterback, it's kind of an adjustment period of getting the guys in the huddle, talking to them, getting through the situations, talking about the cadence and all those type of things, the play call. So I think as you get young players, it just takes time to develop, the more comfortable they get. Some guys are faster than others. So it just takes time. Everyone's a little bit different.
How was Tommy with that, just in the games that he was able to play?
Yeah, as a young guy, I mean, it kind of was that process where it started off a little slow, then it just got better each and every day, and he worked to improve on it. And he got into a point where, you know, now he's very comfortable, you know, in and out of the huddle.
I don't know if this would have made a difference, but after Waller's catch late, there seemed to be like, should I get off? Should I get on? And it's like a little bit of an extra runoff. You might have had one more play. I mean, what happened in that situation?
Yeah, Waller got landed funny or got hit. And, you know, he was in that kind of no man's land where, you know, we got to keep him on the field just to get the ball spotted. So you don't, you know, wherever they spot it, you don't want to get that 10-second runoff for an injured player. Obviously, his health is super important to us, but I thought he toughed it out and tried to get, you know, try to get set as fast as he could and get the ball set and snapped so we could have at least one more play.
When did they bring the ball to the middle? Like, what's the rule on that? Like, I know Saquon, like, ran over there and then brought it. Like, why were they standing there with the ball on the side?
So, you know, the procedure would be is if you're the ball carrier, you catch it, you know, you get tackled in bounds, you run it to the hash and get the ball spotted, whether it's the center or giving it to the ref. But in that scenario, Barkley made a hell of a smart play and just went and grabbed it just to get the ball spotted, where, you know, Waller was kind of in that spot of, does he want to run off and he wants to stay on there? But we were telling our guys to stay on the field, And again, I mean, the injury side of it, you know, it's that there's a fine line right there, making sure the guy's okay. But he toughed it out and got the ball spotted for us.
Now, if he comes off in that situation, I know the injury runoff, but if he comes off, then it gives the defense time to substitute, right? So that probably would have led to even more time coming off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if it was an injury timeout, it would have been a 10-second runoff. No, under 2 minutes if you sub on and off. There's no substitution time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mike, going into that game, did you think a quarterback change mid-game was a possibility? Like, was that something you guys had talked about as something to possibly be prepared
for? No, I think Dave's had hit. It was kind of one of those things that wanted to see a spark for the offense.